Welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program, and thank you for listening. My name is Gary McCants, producer, host, and author of Continuing Relational Challenges. Challenges of Faith is a Christian ministry designed to uplift believers of Christ, uplifting by providing spiritual and educational information, informational knowledge that is spiritually and biblical sound, factual, educational, and we hope sometimes humorous. Presenting spiritual messages and featuring guests from diverse backgrounds who will share their sojourn through their trials and victories. Today's guest is Arnita L. Smith-Fields, author of 13 books, co-author of 6 anthologies, owner of Unity 3 Publications, and a Christian counselor. I'd like to first and foremost acknowledge our listeners, Phoenix, Philly, Lafayette, Louisiana, Wheeling, West Virginia, South Bend, Milwaukee, Seattle, Staten Island, New York, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Katy, Texas, Clarksville, Tennessee, Northport, Florida, Lansing, Michigan, Somerville, Alabama, Sacramento, California, North Charleston, South Carolina, New Zealand, Brazil, Japan, Philippines, Italy, Cambodia, Mexico, Spain, Germany, Malaysia, and over in Haiti. Arnita, welcome to Challenges of Faith radio program.
Good afternoon, Gary. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you all on today.
It's an honor to have you on. First and foremost, how are you and your husband, Anthony?
Well, we're doing great during this time. We're thankful for where the Lord has us, and so we're doing well.
Yes, it appears that God has blessed you with such a diverse background. So let's get right to it and take your time because it's your program. What were your aspirations growing up?
Well, I had quite a few different aspirations. One of them was definitely I wanted to cook because I love to cook. I always cook for my family, definitely during the Christmas time. So I always wanted to do something as related to cooking. Also, as a young girl, I wrote poetry. I wrote short stories in school, and that's how I ended up writing as I grew. And I also had aspirations to be a medical doctor, which didn't quite work out.
Wow. So cooking, writing poetry, short stories, and medical doctor. So some of the meals that you enjoy cooking, what were some of the ingredients?
Well, the very first meal that I had an opportunity to make, it was a pan of cornbread. And that was the actual first thing that I remember. But some of the things that my dad and my mom showed me how to cook was, you know, like greens. As I got older, I began to, you know, make the turkeys, make the ham, the side dishes, and all those things. And so as I grew and before I went off to high school, I was actually preparing my family's Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. And so I did, you know, most of the cooking, making soups, gravies, whatever our family, you know, had a hunger for. And those were the things that I would prepare for dinner.
You know, individuals who came from the originated from the South, various parts, may have forgotten what it means to have that cornbread and greens and so forth. But let me ask you something. I'm getting personal. Now, so which favorite meal does Anthony like?
Well, my husband likes the assortment of things, but he really loves when I make things like spaghetti or macaroni and cheese or just simple things. But Most definitely, as it relates to, you know, I guess they call it soul food, because I actually grew up in the North, but I still learn how to cook this way, because that's where my parents are from, the South. But he definitely likes, you know, things like spaghetti and baked macaroni and cheese and things of that nature.
So, listeners, you did hear Arnita say the parents from the South, even though she came from the North. But you see how it all comes about. Arnita, where did you study broadcast communications and why that field of study?
Well, where I'm from, they had specialty high schools, and I had a choice, had narrowed down to two. One was where they did the medical profession, and then there was another high school where they did broadcast journalism and journalism. And so because of the issue I had with the sight of blood, I decided to attend the broadcast school. And there I attended John Marshall High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so that is where I first learned a lot about what the broadcasting field looked like.
So you were headed into the medical field, and then you had second thoughts as relates to the sight of blood?
Yes, yes. Because as a child, I had heavy nosebleeds, and so it kind of turned me off to just really dealing with the sight of blood. And so I had a choice between the two schools, and I decided to go a different route.
Still headed toward the aspirations, especially utilizing your vocal communications and your writing skills. Arnita, you headed toward majoring in psychology, Christian counseling, biblical counseling, and human service counseling. For the listener who may not know or are interested in those fields of study, what caused you to turn to those studies, and what did you learn from each one?
Well, when I, you know, knew that God had purposed me to be a counselor, one of the things he stated, you know, that I needed to go through the process of beginning at the beginning and working through. And so when I went back to school, the first place where I majored in was in the field of psychology. And I attended the school, and I did some research, and one of my older brothers, he and I had a conversation, and we kind of talked some things through about my journey. And so in the field of psychology, I just wanted to know about the working of our behavior, our emotions, and how our brain operates as it relates to everyday life. And so I began to, you know, explore and understand what that entailed as I walked through the psychology. With the Christian counseling, it's a little bit different from the psychology, because I knew that eventually I wanted to work as a counselor in ministry. And so the psychology gave me the foundation. However, I needed to have that biblical aspect of an understanding as it relates to our emotions, our behaviors, and the way that we process things. And so that's how I moved forward into the Christian counseling and the biblical counseling component. And so the human services counseling actually deals with not only just the social things, but it also deals with how we interact in different settings. And so that's how I ended up in working in each of those areas as it relates to studies. And so what I do in ministry now, the background helped prepare me to do what I do on a daily basis.
So listeners who are interested in any of those fields of study, did you hear the most important thing that Arnita started off with as it relates to having someone around her, in her particular case, an older brother, who could be there so that she could talk about it, discuss her future aspirations in certain fields, someone who could, you know, bounce it back to her so that there is a clear thought on where one was headed? But at the same time, Arnita, you went from medical-wise and broadcast communication-wise, and as you so indicated, headed toward learning about the individual as a person, about how they think, how one thinks, and then headed toward from a Christian counseling standpoint and then human services standpoint from the social standpoint, and also that can be applicable on anyone's job, dealing with the total person, understanding the total person so that in essence when you come face to face with them, you're able to communicate with them. Because a lot of times, as you know, a lot of times individuals, irrespective of their titles and so forth, can't identify with the person that they're communicating with. And it's always important that one, in fact, can. Let's discuss each of your books. What are the book titles and why you wrote each one?
Well, the first book, I actually began on a poetry slant. That is the process that God walked me through. And so as far as it relates to the book titles, the first book that I wrote was a book of poetry. It was called Rescued, Restored, Renewed, and Revived. And it is a collection of Christian poems. And that was the first one. And then I wrote a follow-up book called And the Beat Goes On. And it's poems from a restored marriage. And then the next one is called The Word, A Poetry Connection. And then I wrote America's Change, A Poetic View. And then the last poetry book that I wrote was called Drop That Bottle and Pick Up a Fork. And so those various poetry books, they were poems I actually wrote over a period of time. And each of those poems, they are based on a theme. As I mentioned earlier, one was about my marriage being restored, and so I wrote poems as it relates to focus on married couples being restored, not only in their relationship as a couple, but being restored in their relationship to God. And then America's Change is a book I actually wrote to celebrate when President Barack Obama first won the election. And that is a prophetic book because I started writing it before he actually won the election. And then Drop That Bottle is a prophetic book as well, and it contains poetry and prophetic thoughts and themes as it relates to what is happening as it relates to the body of Christ. And so these were written in the earlier part of my journey. And then the Lord began to shift me into writing books as it relates to emotional and spiritual healing. And so one of my book titles is called Covenant Sisterhood. And that book is about helping women to walk in and to embrace heaven's divine connections. And so it's about helping someone on how to be a true covenant sister with other women and to be a support and to honor those relationships. Now, my marriage testimony was written in part of a three-part book, and that's called After the Affair, Emotional Healing God's Way. And so it's a self-help book which helps couples on how to heal from emotional or a physical affair. The next book is called After the Affair, Emotional Healing God's Way. It's a prayer journal for a couple or either individual in the marriage to journal and to walk through 30 days of emotional healing. And so it's just an opportunity for them to heal and to begin that process. And then the last one is After the Affair, Emotional Healing God's Way. It's a book that was written for church and ministry leaders on how to help those, whether it's in the marketplace or it's in a church setting or business setting, and to help someone how to receive emotional healing and how we help to truly restore people, because a lot of times people are not restored in a healthy way, and it creates a few issues as it relates to relationships. And so After the Affair is like a 3-book series, and that was just written to help couples to heal. One of my next book title is is Spiritual Turbulence, and it's wisdom keys to help you stay focused during seasons of spiritual transition. And then that was written to help people to who are going through transitions and, changing seasons in their lives. And it helps you how to be encouraged and to not rush the process, but to allow God the opportunity to help walk you through that process. And so the next book is written in regards to my journey as a substitute teacher when I was in grad school, and it's called Substitute Teachers, 22 Wisdom Keys to Help You Excel in Your School Assignments God's Way. And so this was written to be a handbook with 22 wisdom keys for those who serve as substitute teachers, and to help them to understand that their assignment is not about, you know, how many hours you make or what have you, but it's a divine assignment. And so on my journey, I wanted to share with them some of the things that I learned and how they can help make their substitute teaching assignment be a blessing for the students and the school systems that they work in. And so the other books, they are part of the anthology series.
All right. So it appears that the aspirations of writing poetry came through, and much, much more. And apart from the communication with your older brother, I also heard that you had that communication with God that continued to inspire you on your journey of writing. And, of course, we'll get into it a little bit more as it relates to the marriage part. But at the same time, for listeners, it shows how that Arnita, in her sojourn toward learning about counseling, that God has allowed her to be able to utilize it with people. And not only with people, but to be able to take those experiences and knowledge and put them into practicality through writing so that others are blessed, especially those of you who are listening. Arnita, what are the names of the 6 anthologies that you co-authored?
The first one, I actually did and had the pleasure of doing 3 anthologies with one of my favorite authors, and she is a dear heart. Her name is Vanessa Miller. And the first book that I worked in is called This Far by Faith. And then her next book was called Keeping the Faith. And then I also wrote with her in Love, Hope, Faith. So it's Love, Hope, and Faith. And then another anthology is Becoming Women of Faith, of Worth. And then the last one, there's When Women Connect. And then there's I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was with a publishing group that I participated in. Actually, that was in 2005.
Mm-hmm. The names that have been given for each of the book have, I'm sure, powerful stories behind them that are so much applicable today for anyone in their individual life. Listeners, our guest tonight is author Arnita L. Smith-Fields. Arnita, you formed a company known as Holy Poetry Publications. What are the goals?
I love that. And it's interesting how that story came about, because I was looking for a publisher to publish my poetry. And I had a friend who was a book editor. And so we had a conversation. And as my mind reflected back on that, because I was constantly getting turned down and rejected from traditional publishers, after a time of prayer, the Lord said, you can start your own company. And that's how Holy Poetry Publications was birthed. It was used as an outlet for me to self-publish the books that the Lord had placed within me. And I did research, went online and spent hours just researching some things and published the first book. And just after that, that was it. I just began to truly move in the self-publishing industry and just making sure that what it is that God desires to me to release, I already had an outlet. I wouldn't have to go looking for one.
Praise God. Listeners, if you don't take anything away from this interview as relates to what Arnita is sharing, please take away the fact for believers of the household of faith. When you've gone before God and you know, you don't have to guess, and you know what he has directed you to do, trust him. Don't take your eyes off of him. You know, oftentimes, you know, the adversary through two-legged persons, humans, will cause you to be off balance and think that you cannot do or be or say or go where God would have you to. But you got to remember, he's in control. And as you're hearing Arnita share, you know, she went before the throne of grace and mercy. But not only did she do that, she did in shoe leather. You know, she did the homework. And through the homework, you know, went before God. And as he walked her along and brought whoever needed to be brought forth so that she could, in fact, achieve the goals that he wanted her to achieve for him, for others, and for herself. You also founded Unity 3 Publications. What is the company's mission?
For Unity 3 Publications, that was started in the same month and year that Holy Poetry Publications began. The purpose of Unity 3 Publications, our goal is to publish books which help motivate people to fully embrace their emotional and spiritual healing, resulting in the restoration of marriage, family, kingdom, and marketplace relationships. And so that is our purpose, our goal, and our mission, to provide materials that will help people to emotionally and spiritually heal.
Arnita, why are you an advocate for emotionally healthy covenant marriages?
Well, marriage counseling is the niche area that God has called me to walk in and to help to also prepare premarital couples for a marriage covenant. But the first portion of that, it began in my own marriage, and that's how I actually end up in counseling. My own marriage was in trouble. And so the path that in the journey that the Lord took me on, I was the first partaker of what would later be released to other couples to help them to be healed and made whole.
Why do you believe it's important for people to fully embrace emotional and spiritual healing relative to all types of relationships God's way?
It's really important that we allow for God to be that measuring stick, because a lot of times when we look at other people, we look at other situations, and they may not be the same, and your process is going to be different. So when we allow for a God's plumb line to be that measuring stick for us to measure, we won't miss the mark. because we're not looking at other people. We're not looking at another couple. We're going to follow his word and follow his guidance and allow for him to lead us as individuals and as married couples to a place of being made whole spiritually and emotionally.
And as you just so indicated, and I'm sure through your counseling, that that healing from the inside is important, especially the spiritual part, whether it's relating to the mind, soul, and body. But it's God's way. And as you know, a lot of humans, a few women can come along and try to cause it to be their way. But for a child of God who's trying to be in a right relationship with him, it's God's way. How can interested listeners purchase your book?
Well, there's several outlets that they can go to visit. Most definitely, they can go to Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com. I have an author's page on both of those online sources. They can also visit ArnitaLFields.info. That's going to be www.ArnitaLFields.info. And they may also visit my Square site, and that will be AuthorArnitaLFields.SquareSite.
Listeners, you have a chance to read, take it in, and identify in those areas that you know are identifiable for your life, receiving that needed sound advice from our beloved sister in Christ. Arnita, what final words do you have for our listeners?
Well, one of the things as I was thinking about, you know, what the Lord wanted me to share, he reminded me about several years ago about my life's vision and purpose. And so going back to that, there is a vision that I have written as it relates to my personal life, ministry, a marriage vision, family vision. And I think it's important that we go back to God's blueprint for what he would desire to have for us. And once we spend time with him to get that information from him, the person will be able to walk out their life's purpose that's tailor-made for them. When God revealed to me that my purpose was to impart to people, to instruct them, and to inspire them. And so that, since that time, has been my purpose to make sure that I'm imparting what needs to be imparted, I'm instructing as it relates to the word or to life, and then to also to inspire them to move forward and to walk in their life purpose as well. And so I think it's important that people go back to God's blueprint, not look at their friends and others to try to mimic or to copy or what have you, but go to God and get his blueprint for your life and what he places within you, what's already in you from the time you were born, the time before you came to the earth. That is what is going to be nurture and grow. So go back to God, get his blueprint for your life, pray, fast, stay before his face, and then write your vision. Write a vision for your life. Write a vision for your marriage. Write a vision if you want to go back to school or get training or what have you. But do the research, put in the work, set aside some time, and begin to say, God, how do you want me to proceed? How do you want me to move through this process? And just like he showed me step by step to go through these different journeys, they all ultimately are going to lead me to where he wants me to be, to help those who are already waiting for me to come. And so just go back to his blueprint and get his plans and purposes, and then begin to write those things down. And as you write down that vision, then you can run with that vision when it's first put on paper.
So, listeners, a couple of things while listening to Arnita that sticks out. One, most importantly, is as she started out with her aspiration, especially as it relates to poetry, we notice how that even later on in life, that God still allowed her poetry to be written to cause an impact. The second part, of course, you don't have to undergo a trial, a failure, or falling in order to be able to share with someone else. But I'm reminded of a time when some staff members had came into the office and one was contemplating having a child. And they were sharing with their peers some of their thoughts, and I kept quiet. And finally, when the door was open and they stayed behind, I was able to say to them, the persons you were communicating with, have they ever had a child? And they responded, no. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought maybe of going to someone who has experienced childbirth and asking them, someone who could possibly identify? And I say that to say, coming back to Arnita, that listeners, I know you're listening. Whatever God have you to hear for you, she's able to identify with the topics that she's writing about, talking about, publishing about. Have you ever thought of that you are listening to the program because God would have you to reach out to her because there's an identification in your life? Obeying. But most importantly, as Arnita has shared, which I'm in agreement with totally, return to the throne of grace and mercy if you have not. Go before God and ask Him, your Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, what is it? What's your plan for our life? Obeying, rather than going to everybody under the sun, irrespective of who the Holy Spirit of God brings to your heart and mind, especially those of you believers may not be in the right relationship with Him, who you're going to individuals who don't know Him. Go back before the throne and asking, and then obeying. Beloved Sister Arnita L. Smith Fields, thank you for appearing on Challenges of Faith radio program, and come back any time you so desire, my sister, and provide us update on what God is doing in your life.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gary. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my sister. Well, listeners, you have it. Thank you for tuning in to Challenges of Faith radio program. And remember, just like Arnita, having guests on from diverse backgrounds, sharing their sojourn through their trials and their victories, being able to uplift you for God's purposes, for others, but most importantly, for yours. Now get up and be that man, that woman, that man that God has called you to be for such a time as now. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for listening.